Yirmiyahu HaNavi in Perek Beis says a gevaldik nevua, Shimu Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov V'chol Mishmachos Beis Yisrael, hear the message of Hashem. Koy Omar Hashem Mamotzu Avoseichem Bi Ovel Ki Rochaku Me'Oloi. What wrongdoing did our fathers find that they distanced themselves Vayelchu Achrei Hevel, and they went after the emptiness. V'loyamru Aye Hashem. They didn't say, where's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Hamalo Yisona Meret Mitzrayim. They didn't look to find the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Hakohanim loyamru Aye Hashem. The Kehanim, the Chosh of a group of Klal Yisrael, they didn't say, Aye Hashem. Where's Hashem? V'toiv say ha-toira lo yidu'uni. And the ones that hold the Torah, which their madrega l'chayra is the highest, they also lo yiduuni, they don't know me. They're not finding Hashem and knowing me. These are the words of the Navi. The Rachmana Litzlan, we see there's such a musig. You can even be a ben Torah, a taifsei Torah, and yet you could just be going through the motions with zero relationship, without finding Hashem. Lo yidu'uni. Recently a bachur asked me a shaila. I've been thinking about it a lot. And the emes says it's really alarming. And I wonder if it's a siman hashamayim to talk about this today. This was a shaila. The bachur said, I was wondering if someone would ask me why I'm a frum Jew. I would think the answer is because I was born a frum Jew. Not that I'm thinking of going off the derech, he said, but that's an interesting reason why I should be frum. This is what he asked me. So I said to him, that's the only answer you have why you're a frum Jew? And he said, yeah, with very, very sincere, very innocently, he said, yeah. So at the time I told him, I would think the answer is that as a mature bachar, a bachar that's growing and steiging, it's really not at all about being born a frum Jew. But rather it's a choice that you're making with the recognition that you have as you're growing. You're having recognition of Machai Vosai Ba'olam, what's your purpose in life, and you're making that decision. And this was the conversation I had. I think it's kedai to talk about this today. But I want to be makdim. There's an old book that's called The Bamboo Cradle. I don't know if you ever read it. The Bamboo Cradle is a book. It's a true story. A lady, Devorah Goldstein. She was a few hours old when she was spotted by Dr. Avram Schwartzbaum. He was a visiting professor to the University of Taiwan, and he was on a business trip there. And she was lying on a bench in a train station wrapped in a red silk jacket. And she was a few hours old. And a note attached to her read, whoever finds this baby, may health and happiness and fortune find your way. So he came across this baby, and it's a very interesting book to read. If you want to borrow it, I think I have it in my house. And it's a whole book about this girl who, obviously, she was really born a guy in Taiwan, but she was adopted by this Jew, Dr. Avram Schwartzbaum, and she led a frum life, obviously. About 8 years ago, they interviewed her. She's an old lady, married, kids already now, living in the Frum community. And there was an interview of her, and this is one of the questions they asked her. When you were 12 years old, you had to decide whether you wanted to remain Jewish or not. What was that decision like for you? Right, the whole sugya of ger katan. It can make you into a ger, but at the end of the day, at 12, you got to make that decision. So she answered, I remember thinking that it's so silly to ask me if I wanted to remain Jewish. I was 12 years old. What was I supposed to do if I didn't? I couldn't move out. When my 12th birthday approached, I was told that if I didn't want to stay Jewish, I would have to just be mechallel Shabbos in front of the Eidim on the first Shabbos at Bas Mitzvah. But my parents ingrained in me such a love for Yiddishkeit that it wasn't even a choice. It was so clear to me that I couldn't be anything but a Bas Yisrael, a part of Klal Yisrael. But it's interesting to note that this is not the case by all situations. Here's what she said. After the book about me was written, The Bamboo Cradle, a Rav from a country abroad called my father to share the following story. A Bachar in yeshiva just lost his mother. His father already passed away a number of years before. After the funeral, they were going through some old papers, and it was discovered that he was not only adopted, but he was also a ger. So this Bachar in yeshiva all of a sudden found out that he was adopted. Not only that, but he was even a ger. Since he never actually was chosen to remain Jewish after his bar mitzvah, the Beis Din told him that he would have to make the decision now whether he wants to remain Jewish or not. The Bachar thought about it, and to much shock of his Rabbeim, who were present, he closed his Gemara, took off his yarmulke and tzitzis, and walked out. True story. This is obviously an extreme situation, but this does happen. This is what she said over a true Maise Shahayim. This Maise Shahaya is obviously frightening. You can have a Bachar sitting in yeshiva, steiging and learning, coming to davening and doing everything that a full yeshiva Bachar is doing. And in a moment's time, close his Gemara, take off his yarmulke and tzitzis and say goodbye. This is what the Navi is talking about here in Yirmiyah. This is mamash what the Navi is saying. There's such a musig. Toisei ha-toira lo yidu'uni. The ones that are holding the Torah don't know me. Like Amru Ayeh Hashem. You could be learning Torah, but you never asked, where's Hashem? You know, there's a Moira Dikadiyak in the Rambam. The Rambam's in Perik Yud Gimel Hilchas Isuri Bia. Over there in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam begins describing what it means by Geirim to become a Jew. B'shloisha dvarim nichnusu Yisrael lebris. Klal Yisrael became Yidin with three things. B'milo, Tvilo, V'karbon. So the Rambam continues and says, V'chein ledoiros, for all generations, k'she yirtza hagoi likonis lebris. When a Yid wants to become part of Klal Yisrael, l'stoif of tachas kamfi ha-shechina, v'yikabel of all Torah, Tzarech, he needs these three things. Mila, Tvila, and Atzar's carbon. But it's a Moira Dikadiyak. The Rambam doesn't say, the Chayim L'Doiris, when a guy becomes a Jew, this is what he does. The Rambam describes it with the word, the Chayim L'Doiris, Kishe Yirtze. When the guy wants. And this same Diyak is found also in Perek Ches, in Hilchus Malachim, Halacha Yud. The Rambam there also says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil ha-Torah v'mitzvos ela l'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a Torah v'mitzvos to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar marasha kihilas Yaakov. Ulechol haroitze l'hizgayer. Anybody who wants geirus, mishara umais. And he continues the same idea. There's a moment of kediyuk that I still mafarsh and be medayik. That the identity of being a yid is the roitza. It's not just the motions of doing. If the guy just does bris mila and tefillah, if the guy just does mila, tefillah, and karban, he should become Jewish. No, it's not like that. There's the rotzon. It's based on his heart. Is there desire? Where's your heart lie? If there's a rotzon, then it's possible to go through those motions and become a yid. It has to be a kishayirtza. If that's for a guy becoming a yid, obviously, although we are Baruch Hashem Yidden, but the identity of who and what a yid is the rotzon and appreciation, what it means to be a yid. What does it mean to be a frum Jew? This is what we're seeing in the Rambam, that your heart has to be in it. There has to be excitement. When you wake up in the morning and you can't get out of bed and you don't want to wake up, there's something missing in your Yiddishkeit. Are you happy to be a frum Jew? If you're happy and excited about Yiddishkeit, you should be happy to get up in the morning, to jump out of bed. It's an opportunity. Unfortunately, many times Bachrim just go through the motions. And you should know the Gemara in Yuma says a Moridic line about such an idea of the Ayin Beis Amid Beis. When you're living your Yiddishkeit without your heart, you're just going through the motions. The Gemara over there is discussing a memra from Reb Shmuel. Oy lahem l'soneim shal tamidei chachamim. Woe is it to the tamidei chachamim? She'oiskim b'Torah, the ones that are oisik in Torah, ve'ein behem yira shemayim. They're just going through the motions, being Isaac and Torah, but there's no Yira Shemayim. It's not real. Hashem is not in that Torah that they're learning. The Gemara says, Amar luhu Rava, l'Rabbanan. Rava told his Talmidim, B'matusa b'naichu, I beg of you, loitirsun tarti gehenim. Please don't yarshin double gehenim. Why should you have to get double gehenim? What does that mean? Zok Rashi. Rava was begging his Talmidim, Tarti Gehenim, don't get double Gehenim. Liyos Yegeim Va'ameilim Batoyer Boilam Hazeh. You're going to toil in Torah in this world, but you're not really living Torah because you don't have Hashem. Hashem is not part of it, so you're just going through the motions. When you go through the motions, it's not Geshmak. Every day is a Shlep. When Torah becomes real, that's when you get the Geshmak. So he's asking his Talmidim, don't just be a geim amelim b'toyer b'olam hazeh v'loy tikaimu and don't really keep it with the meaning of the real level of Talmud Torah with Yiras Shemayim with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because then tirshu gehenim, you're going to be getting gehenim, both a lifetime of gehenim in this world and b'moischem, and when you nifter also you didn't really do what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted, and therefore you're getting double gehenim both in this world and the next world. This is what Rava told us Talmidim. There's such a musig that a person could be going through the motions of learning Torah in yeshiva, and yet you could be living a Yiddish lifestyle, a frum lifestyle, and yet you're not really having the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in your life. You know, I once read a Meiridika story. There was a Maisa, a Belazat Tzaddik Turchin. He was the Mechaber of Shoina Halachas together with Chaim Kanievsky. He was very close with the Chazon Ish. When he was young, so one of the times when he visited the Chazon Ish was all day in Bnei Brak, and he was in Yerushalayim. And in those days, they didn't have all the highways they have today. It used to be like a good few hour trip. So one of the visits that he made to the Chazon Ish all of a sudden told him, laser, laser! Do you think one throws away his yarmulke in a second? It's a gradual process. And it's something that eventually it leads the person to even removing his yarmulke. This is what he told him. He didn't know what hit him. He left back to Yerushalayim. And the whole trip home, which is a 4-hour trip in those days, he was thinking very much about that conversation. What in the world did the Chazon Ish mean? What was the Chazon Ish telling me? He arrived to Yerushalayim and he was totally distraught. He managed to understand what the message of the Chazon Ish was. And he decided he has to go right back. Ayub Pasha couldn't live with himself. What did the Chazon Ish want? So he turned around and got back on the road and traveled another 4 hours back to Bnei Brak to go back to the Chazon Ish. He came into the Chazon Ish and he told the Chazon Ish, I don't understand what the Rav was saying to me. Please explain. The Chazon Ish said to him, what do you think an Erelich Yid is? Tell me what you think a Frum Yid is. And he didn't give him a chance to answer. The Chazon Ish said, do you think an Erelich Yid is someone? He goes to shul in the morning. He puts on his tefillin and davens with kavono. He removes his tefillin, even says a kapitel tehillim. He goes and kisses the paroiches before he leaves the Beis Medrash. And he leaves the Beis Medrash and the Shechina behind him. And he returns in the evening from Mincha Mayim. That's not an Erlecha from Yid, said the Chazon Ish. No. He said a from Erlecha Yid is someone who takes the Rabbeinu Shalom with him. The Yid takes him wherever he goes. If after he leaves shul, he's going to the shoe store, he takes Hashem with him to the shoe store. He needs the Yad Nishmai, the shoes should fit. He turns to Rabbeinu Shloim and says, help me find the right shoes that fits. And every step of the day, says the Chazon Ish, the Eibishter is with him. He doesn't leave the Rabbeinu Shloim behind in the shul. Living with Hashem, that's what it means to be a from Erelich Hayid. And if it's not like that, and when you leave the Beis Medrash, you left Hashem there, that's what I was telling you, that it's just a matter of time, but it'll come to the point, Chas V'Shalom, that he'll even remove his yarmulke. And I get shidduch calls all the time. Someone told me I'm on a website for yeshivas. You put down, you know, Bera Torah, you're going to find my name. So that's why I get some random calls at times. People I don't even know. I said, where do you get my number from? There's a website. I didn't know there's a website. Akopanim, I get calls a lot. The most common question when they ask about a bachur, and even people have no shaykhis, you could tell from the way they're talking, they're coming from Tennessee, who knows where, and you could see that they have no shaykhis. But what they ask is, is he really learning and enjoying his learning and is it something real by him? Or is he just going through the motions? He's just doing the thing. This is a question they commonly ask. It's a very difficult question to answer. Unfortunately, it's not the same answer by all. This is something we have to think about. We have to make our Yiddishkeit real. We have to start living our moments. We don't realize some of us are giving up the main days of your life. These are your prime years. And some of us are just floating along. Why aren't we using every moment till its fullest? These are our main years of our life. We have to get appreciation for this time that we have. We all know the essence of a Yid is his Torah. It's not enough just to be someone who does a lot of mitzvahs and gives tzedakah and chesed. We all know the essence of a Yid is his Torah. If you're somebody who lives life, just does a lot of mitzvahs and gives chesed, you know, does tzedakah and everything, but he doesn't learn Torah, he's missing the purpose of life. And that's something we see all over. Many different chazals bring out this message. What's the pshat? Why is it like that? Why is it like that? Why is Torah the core of a Yid? Isn't Torah just one of the mitzvahs? I had this conversation with someone recently. He's like, what do you mean? Torah is just one of the mitzvahs of the 613? They might be asking a good question. What's the answer? If Torah is just one of the 613, so why does it become that that mitzvah is the core of a yid? Why is it like that? If it's just one of the 613, so I'm doing the other 612, and I'm very busy. In Derech Hashem, the Ramchal writes Mayridika words explaining this Yisayit. In Chelek Dalet and Perek Beis, Zog to Derech Hashem, Bichlal Hashpois Hanishpois Mimenu Yisbaruch Litzorich B'Yosav. Part of all the Hashpois that Hashem brings down to us, there's so many different Hashpois, but from all the Hashpois that Hashem bestows upon us, Yesh Hashpo Achas, there's one bounty of Hashpo that Hashem gives. El Yoina Mikol Hashpois, it's above all Hashpois. Shen Yona Hu Hayoisa Yokor, and the Indian is the most Yokor and precious. Umu'ula Mikol Masha Evsha Shiyamotze Benim Tzom, it's more precious than anything you'll find in this whole world. V'hainu it's the tachlis of it all. Me'en hametzias hamiti shelo yizbarach, and this hashba is a me'en of Hashem Himself. V'hu, and what is this? Hu mashem chalik ha'odon yizbarach shemoi. It's what Hashem gives and bestows upon us. Mechvoidoi v'yikoroi al bruv. The hashpo that Hashem gives of Himself to us is the highest hashpo, highest level of hashpo, and the greatest hashpo that He gives us. From all the hashpois that we get, with hashpo of all the bracha and parnosa and everything that we have in life, the greatest, most important hashpo is the hashpo that Hashem gives when He's giving of Himself to you, to your neshama. The kosher habayri is baruch, the baruch Hashem attached that hashpo. Hashpo zois, He attached it, be'inyin nivra, with a creation, mimenu yizbarach, v'hu ha-Torah. The Torah that we have is the means of how Hashem gives Himself over to us. And the Derech Hashem is Mayrich. We don't have time to go through the whole thing. But he's Mayrich very beautifully. How he explains, Kishiyadubru adiburim, whenever you speak Torah and you learn Torah, you're bringing Hashem, which is the greatest Hashva, into yourself. But he says, Ubetanai, there are tanoim, there's conditions that are needed to be zeicha to that. Which means if you're just going through the motions, you're not getting Hashem Yisbaruch inside you. And there's many tanoim, and he goes with Arichus, many pages long, all the different conditions that are needed. But the most basic condition, the most simple tanai, is to realize that I'm learning Dvar Hashem and I'm not just going through the motions. That's Poshet. When you're learning Dvar Hashem and you want to make relationship with Hashem, that's the underlying condition needed to bring in this Hashpa that Hashem gives us. And with this, we understand at a whole new level what the Mesillas Yesharim begins his Sefer with. The Mesillas Yesharim starts his Sefer with something that we have to all know by heart. Yesoid HaChasidus V'Shorish HaAvoida HaTmima. The foundation of all our Avoida. She is barer v'yis ametz etzel ha'odo machivosa be'loma. It has to be clear to us and truthful to us what's our purpose in this world. What am I placing on my focus and my drive? What am I here for? You brought down, you created for lis'anig al Hashem v'lohonis m'ziv shchinasai. That's the purpose of a creation, which shehu ha'tayneg amiti, that's the highest level of enjoyment, v'ha'idun ha'godu mikol ha'idunim sheichol l'imotzei. The place for that enjoyment is in Olam Haba. That's our destination for all eternity. We go through this temporary world in order to earn our Olam Haba. And true earning of Olam Haba, like he says, the mitzvahs, the emtsoyim, that's the means that bring us to tachazah, to that purpose. Ki ashleimus amiti hu drak dveikus bo yizbarach. When we acquire in this world, through our mitzvahs, the shleimus, which means we get connected with the dveikus to Hashem, that's what gets us our place in Olam Haba, to earn ourselves a real Olam Haba. Lufi the Derech Hashem, what he taught us is that Torah is the highest level of getting that dveikus. You could do a lot of mitzvahs and a lot of chesed, but Torah was created to give over that hashbah, which is the highest hashbah that exists, and the greatest hashbah, which is me'en, that you're getting a me'en of Hashem Himself in you. That's what we get through Talmud Torah. And the Melah, we understand now very well why it's not just another mitzvah from the 613. Torah is the essence of a yid. And your purpose in Olam Hazeh, which is all temporary world, to create a dveikus and earn Olam Haba, we need this underlying hashva of Torah to have any shaykhas to true relationship with Hashem. We're seeing quite clearly that you're not living a frum life because you're born into a frum family. This has nothing to do with being born frum. We have to realize you're making your own conscious decision. When you realize what opportunity is before you and what your purpose in life is, on your own you're deciding that I want to live a frum life. On your own, you're deciding you don't want to miss the purpose of life and just go through the motions. I'm here for a reason. This has nothing to do with being born frum. And this is what we say every morning in our davening. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu. How fortunate we are that this is our portion. Umanom goyrelenu, and how sweet that this is our lot. Umayofa Yerusha Seinu, and how beautiful our Yerusha is. You know, I recently saw from the Chafetz Chaim a Moiridika line. This happened before the first Knesia Gedola. The first big Knesia Gedola in Europe. So when all the Gedola Yisrael were getting together for this huge gathering, so there was a private meeting behind closed doors with a few Gedola Yisrael at the time, before this big event, the Knesia Gedola, was about to happen. And it says over there, it's brought down, the Chafetz Chaim obviously was part of this group, in this closed door meeting. And they were discussing the role of Nagudas Yisrael, of running Klal Yisrael. And one of the things they brought up was, there's so many different segments in Klal Yisrael. Who do we let in, who we don't let in, who's part of this, who's not. In the Hasidic world, there's so many different Hasidic in. And then even out of that, there's so many different sects and groups. So like, which parts of Klal Yisrael belong, which don't? How do we decide these things? This is what they were discussing in that closed door meeting. So when they presented this point to the Chafetz Chaim responded, it's only in this Olam HaSheker that there's so many different groups, and everybody's part of their group, and their group is everything, and no other group exists. In the Olam HaEmes, all these groups don't play a role at all, he says. No such thing. However, he said, and this is the major line of Chafetz Chaim, which I saw for the first time recently, there are five groups in Shemayim. This is the Chafetz Chaim said. There are five groups in Shemayim. What are those five groups? He said in Yiddish, "Is do a kochadika yidin, a varma yidin," which means he said, "There's yidin that a kochadik means that they're boiling hot, they're on fire, they're alive. There are yidin that are warm. There are yidin, the third group he said, that they're, you know, medium. There's a fourth group there, yidin that are cold, as we described it." And then it said that you are yidden that are frozen, Rahman al-Islam. These are the five groups. He said nothing else is set up in groups in Shemayim. Nothing else matters. What the only thing that matters, he says, is which of the five groups do you fit into? So Kalman Krohn, Zatzal, Zatzal was yesterday, Shama should have an aliyah, when he said this over, he said, we have to realize, based on what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, make sure you belong to the highest group from these five groups in Shemayim. Don't chas v'shalom be part of the groups that are frozen or even cold. You want to be that group that's on fire, that's alive. That's the group of Klal Yisrael you want to belong to. That type of chelek of Olam Habo you want to be zoicha to. This is what we're learning in the Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. A frum lifestyle. A life of a Ben Torah. But a real Ben Torah. Not a Toise a Torah lawyer to Udi. But someone who makes relationship with Hashem. Someone who makes and finds the Rabbeinu Shalom every moment of his day. Doesn't leave the Rabbeinu Shalom for the Beis Medrash. He takes the Rabbeinu Shalom with him every step. And when he's learning Torah, he's not just going through the motions and learning the page, but he's learning Dvar Hashem. And you're connecting with the Rabbeinu Shalom and you're Limud HaTorah. Only when you learn like that, and you become a yid that's from the highest from the five groups, that you're on fire, you're alive, then you're zoicha to the true Olam Haba, which is our purpose in this world. This temporary world is to bring us to become a real Ben Olam Haba. This is a question we all have to ask ourselves. Why am I so dead? Why am I always sleeping? Why can't I be alive? Why can't I live my moments? Where's my life? This is something we have to ask ourselves. Become alive. Why is this Shema just rolling along? You're going to give up all these prime years? This is the opportunity that we have. And this is the purpose of life. Let's not chas v'shalom be that bachur that's just rolling along and may only think that he's living a frum ben Torah life because he was born into this family. We have to be more than that. And it's only going to be more than that if you make yourself more than that. No one can help you but yourself. It's all your decision. As the emphasis the Medrash brings down in Parashas Shalach, on the pasuk Laman Tizkuru Vasisem is Kol Mitzvaysa. You're going to remember and do all the mitzvahs. The Moiridika Medrash, the Medrash writes, Moshul Le'echon Mushluch Toichmayim. It's a moshul to a person that's thrown into the ocean. Life is an ocean. That's what life's about. We're in a big yam and a big sea. It's a moshul to someone thrown into an ocean. Hoishit Hakaranit as a Hevel. The guy from the boat throws out the rope. Hold on to the rope. Al tanicheu, don't let go. Shim tanicheu, if you let go of the rope, ein lecho chayim, you're not going to be alive. You're going to die in the sea. Kach omoloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem is telling every one of us Yidin, Kozman she'atem miduvokim b'mitzvahs, as long as you're dovek to your mitzvahs, you get a dvekus, you're connected. It's not just a motion and routine that you do. Every morning you wake up, you put your hand out, and you just roll the thing around it. That's not putting on tefillin. We have to start living our mitzvahs. We have to have a mitzvah with dveikus. We have to answer kaddish with a geshmak, that we're yehei shmei rabba mivorach. We have to make brachas with a geshmak. Make your brachas out loud. A person has to start living his Yiddishkeit. You have to be alive. Your neshama has to be on fire, like the fifth group, not frozen, chachmano etzlan. If at any point in life, any time, a person feels like he's missing the geshmak, and you feel like you're missing the oomph of what life's supposed to be, you have to realize you let go of the rope. Because if you're holding on to the rope, calls manchat and meduvokim b'mitzvahs, if you're holding on to the rope, it's avodas Hashem, atem hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem ayoyim, says the Medrash. If you're holding on tight, then it's life. It's alive. If you're not feeling it, and something just feels very, you don't have a geshmak, you must have let go of the rope. Because anybody who's dovek and holding on tight, atem advekim b'Hashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem ayoyim, then you have life. And that's real life. The happiest people in Klal Yisrael are Bnei Torah. Go look around. The wealthy people, the people that indulge in Olam Hazeh think of people that are taking vacations every other day, or all the other entertainment and enjoyments and everything else out there, these people feel empty. This is not where the happiness is. Go do your own research. See for yourself. The happiest people are Bnei Torah. The happiest people, the people that have atam advekim, b'Hashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem ayoyim. That's where happiness is. It's running very late. I saw a Murray Dikavart from Simcha Sheps Zatzal. He was a Rashiva of Torah V'Das after Shlomo Haiman, he took over. He was Mabitz Torah and Torah V'Das for close to 50 years. He lived in the next block from me in Flatbush. So I was able to see him many times, even davened in his house a few times. His Emes Adam Godel, Talmud of Elchanan Wasserman. He said the Murray Dikavart, it's in this week's parasha, where the pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe es ishtoi ves bonov." Moshe took his wife and children, "Vayarkivim al hachamor," and he put them to ride on the chamor. Rashi says, a world famous Rashi, "Hachamor behei hayedia, hachamor the chamor." Oh, really, a famous chamor? Says Rashi, yeah. Hu hachamor shechavash Avram lakedas Yitzchok. This is the famous chamor that Avram Avinu already used for Kedas Yitzchok. Hu hachamor she'osad Melech Mashiach ligolos alav. And this is the chamor that Melech Mashiach will use one day also. Frek of Simcha Sheps. I don't understand. You're telling me there's a real chamor that's living somewhere, that's having such arichas yomim, that it took Avram Avinu by Akeda, it took Moshe Rabbeinu at this point, and it's what's going to take us to Melech Mashiach also? And Stamazai, what does it mean? What's so special? Chamor is still, after all, a chamor is just a behemoth, for Reb Simcha Sheps. Zokt Reb Simcha Sheps in the Sefer Simchas HaToyro, he says like this, Habir bozeh, de'ein hakavono le'eze chamor misuyim. We're not talking about a specific donkey. It's not a specific chamor in someone's farm out there.
Ela hachamor hu asemel shel chumrius v'gashmius. Chamor represents the idea of physicality and gashmius of this world. V'inyim bozeh hu, what the Torah is telling us is, the klal Yisrael soido mahusam hu mahusam aruchnius. What we're being taught in this chazal is that the essence of Yidin is an essence of ruchnius. That's what a yid is. Vizui kochayusam, that's the whole chiyus of a yid. Umitziyusam, their mitzius has to be me'al hagashmius. You have to be top, on top of the gashmius, on top of the physicality of this world. You use it for what you need it for, to serve Hashem. But you don't go ahead and indulge and fall deep into the gashmius and the chumrius of the world. The gashmius shouldn't be controlling you. Koyach zeh, the Chazal are teaching us, this koyach of what a yid stands for, Yerushalayim Avram Avinu. This is an inheritance that we have already from Avram Avinu, like we see Vayachvosh Eschamoyroi, when he went ahead and saddled up his donkey. What it's trying to tell us is that he was on top of his gashmius. The gashmius didn't control him, he was on top of it. And so too, Moshe Rabbeinu here, when he's going to Mitzrayim, it's the same idea. Vayakivim ala chamor, the same idea. And Emelo, he says the same thing is going to be when Melech Mashiach comes. It's going to bring Klal Yisrael to that Madrega of Tikkun HaSholeim, that we're going to ride on the chamor, means going to bring us to that Tikkun, that the essence of Klal Yisrael is going to be the Mahus, is going to be the Ruchnius. He ends off the shtickel saying, Val zeh hachamor, Zachinu lirkoi b'chol adayres v'atakufois b'galuseinu. This chamor, which this idea, is what we continuously ride on in every generation, every yid in Klal Yisrael. When you are living like a real yid, when you live like a real ben Torah, and you give up from the delights of Olam Hazeh, you give up the indulgence of this world, all for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to live a life of a Ben Torah, to devote yourself to your Torah. When you do that, you're continuing this idea, says Rav Simcha Sheps, of Vayakivim ala Chamor. This is the secret that we also have every day in our lives, this opportunity. On a daily basis, we could find the geshmak of what it means to be a real Ben Torah, when we put ourselves on top of the gashmius, when we throw away the chumrius, v'yakivim ala chamor. It's when the gashmius is controlling us, and then you just have to go through the motions of being a ben Torah also, that's where there's no geshmak, and that's when the opportunity comes up, Nebuchadnezzar closes his gemara and throws his way a yarmulke and tzitzis. That's mamash the yisoid. We have to put things in perspective and realize, the chayvas ha'odom b'ilamai, what's our purpose in this world? Realize to utilize the temporary Olam Hazeh for the highest purpose, the highest level we're here for. And realize the Gemara in Tamid on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Omar lahen, mayavid inish v'yichya. What should a person do if he wants to live? Omrulei yomis atzma. He should kill himself. Gemara dig a riddle. What should you do if you want to live? Says the Gemara, kill yourself. What does that mean? So the Rosh over here on the side of the Gemara says, Lo yimshoich es besoroi achat tanugim. What it means is that if you want to really live the quality of life, or what Chaim is about, kill yourself means, don't draw yourself after the delights and the pleasures of this world. Yitzaras besorei lumay Torah. Force your guf to be loyme Torah. Oz yichya ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba. Then you're going to have a real olam hazeh. Chayim in olam hazeh. You want to know what to do? The Gemara asks. Ma'yavin inish the yichya. You want to have chayim olam hazeh. How should you get a geshmak in your life here in olam hazeh? The Gemara is telling you the secret. Kill yourself means don't indulge. The ones that are indulging, the ones that put themselves in the gashmius of Olam Hazeh,
are not the people that are living the quality of life that we're Baruch Hashem zeichah to. And this is what the Gemara is saying, this same beside. If you put yourself into your ruchnius, you put yourself into your limud ha-Torah, but put yourself in means you find Hashem, then you're zeichah to taka have the quality of life what a ben Torah has. And no way in the world, any offer in the world would make you throw it away. You'd never close your Gemara and throw away your yarmulke because it's just too geschmack. What are you running away to? There's nothing better out there. Many times, Bacher asks me, like, Abby, I don't know, my learning's not going. I'm just losing it. Like, I don't feel like I want to learn. And I asked him, well, you'd rather be pumping gas in Quick Check behind by the cash register? What do you want to do? And it puts things in perspective. Most Bacher don't want to be pumping gas. They don't want to work in a Walmart. So the opportunity of being by a Gemara is really what you want. At times, we got to remind ourselves to put things in perspective, to realize what we're zeichah to. It's very late, but I want to end with one more point. You know, when it comes to this idea of finding Hashem, that the Navi says, people don't ask, Aye Hashem, where is Hashem? There's one also point in regard to davening too. Even in regard to davening, it's possible to go through the motions and yet you're never really talking to Hashem. A person could come every day to davening and just do as they call the lip service. This is what they said. Lip service. It's called that for a reason. You could do lip service. You could just go through the motions and sit there like a golem and mamish think every day you're davening. And years could pass before you realize that davening is about talking to Hashem. I saw brought down, someone asked by Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, Zatzal. A bacha wanted some chizik and davening. What should I do? I want chizik and davening. So the bacha's name was Moshe. So Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapiro told him, he said, Moshe, before you start davening, you should imagine that Hashem is saying to you, Moshe, I want to help you. I just have one request. Ask me and then I'll help you. Said Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, every day, he told his bacha, repeat this to yourself. Before you start davening, shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv. Every day, repeat this to yourself. Before you start davening, imagine that Hashem is telling you, Moshe, I want to help you. But before I help, I'm asking you one thing. Ask me for what you need, and then I'll help you. If you would do that, said Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, if you would just do that, your davening would become real. You'd realize, when I'm talking and davening, I'm talking to Hashem. Baruch Atah, you are Baruch, means Hashem's right in front of me. You are Baruch. It's real. It's tangible. The Rebbeinu Shem should help us all. We should taka, not chas v'sholom, be part of that group of Taisei HaTorah, lo yidu'uni, but rather we should be zeicha to find the Rebbeinu Shalom in all our avodas Hashem, both in our limud ha-Torah, in our siyas ha-mitzvahs with the dveikos, and obviously in our tefillah that we're spalo, we should be able to be spalo to the Rebbeinu Shalom with the recognition of who he is. Mm-hmm.